you are going to go on record with the captain and the department itself as believing that Daryl Earle is the wrong man and that another murder is going to take place. You will present a couple of compelling reasons culled from your investigation, and you will be the laughingstock of Miami Metro for a little while. I already am, she said. No big deal. But is there some reason for this? I shook my head. It was sometimes hard for me to believe she could be so naive. Sister dearest, I said, you don't truly believe Daryl Earle is guilty, do you? She didn't answer. I could hear her breathing, and it occurred to me that she must be tired, too. Every bit as tired as I was. But without the jolt of energy I got from being certain I was right. Deb? The guy confessed, Dexter, she said at last, and I heard the utter fatigue in her voice. I've been wrong before, even when... I mean... But he confessed. Doesn't that... That... Shit. Maybe we should just let it go, Dex. Oh, ye of little faith, I said. She's got the wrong guy, Deborah, and you are now going to rewrite the politics. Sure I am. Daryl Earle McHale is not it, I said. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Even if you're right, so what? She said. Now it was my turn to blink and wonder. Excuse me? Well, look, if I'm this killer, why don't I realize I'm off the hook now? With this other guy arrested, the heat's off, you know? Why don't I just stop, or even take off for someplace else and start over? Impossible, I said. You don't understand how this guy thinks. Yeah, I know, she said. How come you do? I chose to ignore that. He's going to stay right here, and he's going to kill again. He has to show us all what he thinks of us. Which is what?
It's not good, I admitted. We've done something stupid by arresting an obvious twinkie like Daryl Earle. That's funny.
Ha ha, Deb said with no amusement. But we've also insulted him. We've given this lowbrow, brain-dead redneck all the credit for his work, which is like telling Jackson Pollock your 6-year-old could have painted that.
Jackson Pollock? The painter? Dexter, this guy's a butcher.
In his own way, Deborah, he's an artist, and he thinks of himself that way.
For Christ's sake, that's the stupidest...
Trust me, Deb.
Sure I trust you. Why shouldn't I trust you? So we have an angrily amused artist who's not going anywhere, right?
Right, I said. He has to do it again, and it has to be under our noses, and it probably has to be a little bigger.
You mean he's going to kill a fat hooker this time?
Bigger in scale, Deborah. Larger in concept. Splashier.
Oh, splashier.
Sure, like with a mulcher?
The stakes have gone up, Debs. We've pushed him and insulted him a little, and the next kill will reflect that.
Uh-huh, she said. And how would that work?
I don't really know, I admitted.
But you're sure?
That's right, I said.
Swell, she said. Now I know what to watch for.
This ends...